As the updraft strength increases, it becomes more erect, and now is able to suspend a heavy core of precipitation in a quasi-steady state, resulting in what we call a weak echo region. And you can see that with arrows both pointing towards the cross-section in the schematic as well as in this example, and also in the plan view. Now, of course, this is an obvious weak echo region, and it's overhanging in the direction facing the low-level storm relative inflow, where the low-level core boundary exhibits concavity and a tight gradient. And you can see that there in the lowest scan in the example, and then corresponding to the tight gradient in the schematic. Now, the echo top will extend now, and it starts to move over the low-level reflectivity gradient next to the weak echo region. The storm is more capable of producing severe weather. Large hail is quite likely when most of the echo overhang is above the freezing level.